just a really good win. Just a really good team. The team just competed hard. They played hard together. They never lost belief. And, you know, going down 1-0 early in the first period on the road is never easy. And I just think that we answered that goal pretty quickly. And then after halftime, really took control of the game.
You mentioned the quick response. Both teams scored in their first corner. What did you like best about that quick response?
Yeah, we actually had talked about that in meetings this week, about really thinking about 3 minutes after a goal is scored against us or a goal for us, because, you know, a lot of goals were scored in the UNH game in quick succession. So we really talked about, you know, really having a really a good response, and what does that response mean? And it was all about not allowing circle penetrations by them in the first 3 minutes, and then also trying to get a circle penetration for us and trying to get a PC in the first 3 minutes. So they followed that guideline really well. And yeah, and again, on the first corner, really good execution by the insert stop, and Nikki put a beautiful ball right into the corner of the goal.
Game-winning goal also came off a corner. Neat to see the Driscoll sisters connect on that one.
You know, I love it. Like when Marty and Delphi are combining on the field, or you're seeing Molly and Maggie combining on the field, you know, so it's really, you know, they have a good sixth sense for each other. And I think more will come from both of them in those situations, just like we're seeing with Delphi and Marty.
Carroll continues to be an offensive force after a fantastic September. She helped put the game away. Also a nice entry pass from Shea on the third goal. And then really Caroline did it all herself on the fourth. But what can be said about Caroline right now and her ability to put the ball in the back of the cage?
Yeah, she's got a really good sense to be in the right place at the right time. That ball from Shea, you know, was Caroline posting up really well, finding space, finding the seam, and then Shea delivering a strike, a bullet to her. You know, and again, Caroline having a great first touch and then setting herself up on a goal. So a lot of really technical things went into that goal, and she executed every one of them really well as Shea. And then, you know, she's just having a tremendous senior year. She's poised, she's smart, and taking advantage of the scoring opportunities that she has. So I think she has a lot of confidence in herself right now, and the team has a lot of confidence in her as well.
What was some of the messaging at halftime that seemed to work? Because obviously in the second half, you really control possession.
Yeah, I just think that we switched our press around a little bit. We were trying to cut the center back, and that gave them too much space to attack into. So we were scrambling more than we liked to in that first half. So I think just, you know, making a change with the press, compacting the field a little bit better. You know, quite honestly, I think that I really felt that our fitness could take over the game. And I think the other thing we did in that second half that we weren't doing in the first half, I think we were moving the ball really well, making simple pass, making what I like to call keep the air in the ball, keep the ball moving, and really kept them spread well. And that created, I think in the first half, we were playing too much down the funnel of the circle, really trying to force it too much. And I think in that second half, we made the circle bigger, and which created more goal scoring opportunities for us.
It was your first overnight trip of the year, and a good chance for the team to bond, and it would be a good road trip back.
Yeah, no, the family, the parents just had a wonderful tailgate for us, and definitely a bus ride feels a lot shorter after a win, for sure. And I think that, you know, it's an important conference win for us. And I just think the other thing I thought we did really well today, I think we stayed in the moment really well. I think we weren't distracted that this is a conference game and, oh, my God, we have to win it. I think the team really did a great job of just staying present and really focused and competing and just playing the game in front of them. And I think they did that really well.
Next up, a tough test with Harvard makes the short trip over here on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, it's I think for us to get as much recovery as we can right now, with it being so hot today, tomorrow's going to be really hot. So we got to be really smart about how we utilize the time that we have with them tomorrow to get ready for that. I'm really grateful it's a 6 o'clock game and not an earlier game. I think it should start to be cooling off a little bit by then. And it's just going to be a great challenge for us. Just like the BC game is a great challenge. Harvard is absolutely loaded with really, really talented team, really well-coached team. So it's a game that is a non-conference game that can only make us better.